Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo, want to grab a pizza or something? What, are you kidding me? Of course, but it's got to be from Frank.
Of course, Frank's Pizza over on Virginia Street in Dunedin.
Yes, I'm very familiar with them and the daily specials. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatball, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches.
How much?
$5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells.
How much?
$5. Salads and chicken wraps. Offer.
How much?
What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said.
$5.
And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963. Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
Our Italian restaurant.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. So we have lots of exciting things going on here today. We have sweet treats from JJ's Market and Deli. And we have Angel in the house. We have Crystal and Jackie. I'm going to forget yes. that before this show is over. And we have Brian who just came in. You want to say something, Brian?
No, you're doing a great job. Just keep up the good work. I'll call some people. JJ's is the famous JJ's.
Yes, and he, did you see the delicious things that you shouldn't eat, actually, but that's more for me. We got some beautiful cupcakes and cookies that you brought today. Last time he brought us, oh my gosh, we had chicken Caesar wraps and Italian subs and Philly cheesesteaks and the meatloaf.
Yes. Marvin Lee.
The Marvin Lee, which we had to research to find out that the Marvin Lee is the original name of Meatloaf the singer.
Oh.
So that's why amazing. Their meatloaf sandwich is called the Marvin Lee. which is pretty cool. So, Angel, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you do. And you're always bringing us these awesome people.
Well, for those people that are tuning in, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm actually the president and CEO of R Community First. It's spelled with the letter R, not the O-U-R. It's R Community First. Basically, it's a platform to showcase not-for-profit organizations that are doing amazing things in our neighborhood and our county. So we cover Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas County. So we have some guests here today that are going to share some amazing things they're doing in the community, and I'm excited.
I am too. So if anybody is in our listening area and you don't know where to turn or who to call, maybe you could need anything from childcare to maybe some assistance with food or whatever your need is, I'm sure if you give Angel a call, he can direct you to someone who can help you, because that is what he does. He's a resource center for help. So how can someone contact you?
Actually, you can go to our website, which is www.rcommunityfirst.com, or give us a call at 727-266-9677. I'm going blind here. Oh, my God. Okay, 727-266-0977. If you want to give me a call directly, that's fine, but you can also go on the website to just type in anything you need. If it's food, like you mentioned, food, clothing, healthcare, has lists of churches, organizations in your area as well, food pantries, portable food pantries, portable showers for the homeless, and I am a very, very big supporter of our veterans.
Yes.
So it's all, you know, so that's what we're here for.
Also, even services such as maybe someone is dealing with some depression or things, anything like that, women's groups, men's groups, all sorts of resources out there, guys, so you got to give Angel a call. All right, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you,
these two lovely people that you brought with you today, and I'm going to get to you in just a second, is Crystal and Jackie. You actually are one of the organizations that
yes.
he refers to. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do and maybe how you got started.
20 years ago, we were 20 years ago, we were in Citrus County, living in Inverness, Florida. And we started an organization called Open Arms for Christ Ministries. What we do is we help seniors who are independently living, 65 years and older, on a fixed income that need a little help being able to stay in their homes. They may not can climb a ladder anymore or mow the lawn anymore or fix a fence that broke down. And so we go in, we assess, and then if we can do it, then we do it. You know, as long as it doesn't require a license. If it does, then we partner with other organizations that are licensed in certain things such as plumbing, construction, electrical, air condition, those kinds of things. And we partner with them, and then we set a date, we come on board, we go do the work, and it's totally free. This is only in Hillsborough County for now. Our goal is to connect with other counties such as this one and set up partners to do the same thing in each county. So, yeah.
So we are
That's awesome.
We are 501c3. Mm-hmm. We've been one since 2002, I think, and a nonprofit. And since we've been doing this, our services, like my wife said, have always been free for the seniors. And unfortunately, our seniors are doing bad or worse financially than anybody.
Yeah.
For instance, we went into a lady's home. Her house was paid for. And she said, "Jackie, my house is paid for, but I can't afford to live here." And it's a shame.
So it is.
She can't afford to live there. So she would call us up to go over to help her mow the lawn, help her clean the house, help her do what she can't do because she was an elderly lady. And my heart goes out to the seniors.
That's awesome. Mine does too. That's really where my heart is as well. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of actually needing bodies to help. So we need volunteers, correct?
Yes. Yes.
To help to do a lot of these things. Sometimes what I used to see a lot of is clutter, because you can't pick those boxes up and things are heavy or you don't know where to put them and things you just start to sort of put here and there,
mm-hmm.
which can cause falls and different things, and then that's a bad thing. And then the state gets involved if there is a fall in a situation like that, and where they want to place you, not in your home anymore. Right. Most of it's going to be in a facility. And I hate to say, like I said, I saw it a lot. That's who I worked with. And it was just really sad because they could have stayed at home if they just had a little bit of help.
When we were in Citrus County, we were connected to Senior Care Services. So our goal, being in Hillsborough County, is to also connect with Senior Care Services, because they will be the ones that know the seniors in the community. So they would call us to tell us what the situation was. And there have been a few homes where we literally had to clean out because same thing you were just talking about. And the city I don't know about Hillsborough as much as that goes, but we're working on, we're still building back up, but praise God, we already got clientele. But the goal is to see what we can do with the community. And the plus side of being part of our community
first
is that we've had opportunity because of his website to connect with other organizations,
right,
such as Bread of Refuge, which is one of the other nonprofit organizations that I work for. And the mobile medical bus that's supplied by the Tampa healthcare. And then
Mr. Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles. Yes.
It's a portable shower for the homeless.
That's awesome.
And Care Plus Insurance, believe it or not, they have been awesome. They have been supplying food. Their organization has been, you know, helping the seniors to, you know, get the right insurance, even if it's not their insurance, which I appreciate. So, yeah, we really connecting with other and businesses in our community. What's the name? The air condition.
I don't remember.
Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry. But
that's
anyway,
okay.
We have businesses who, although they're not nonprofit, they're for profit. They have come along aside with us to want to help with the seniors as well. So.
Right. Like I said, I have a lot of awesome clients that are, I mean, we've done a lot of fundraisers for a lot of different stuff, and they've always come through. And I'm sure in situations like volunteering themselves, because they are licensed in whatever specialty they have, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are actually willing. In fact, I know an air conditioning company who actually donated 5 brand new air conditioning units and installed them because we did a fundraiser for it. Angels for something, but anyways, it's a veterans.
Yes.
Is what they do is build homes, brand new homes,
nice,
and house the veterans. And it's down in St. Pete, and so
that
they were building their homes and they didn't have air conditioners. So this one particular company actually donated. I mean, that's a lot of money for one unit. They donated and installed all those units.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good people out there. We just need to get the word out.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We also partner with local businesses and local mom and pop shops and restaurants and owners. And they're actually they're supporting our mission. And how they're supporting our mission is we're asking them to provide some sort of a discount, and that creates like a fundraising opportunities. And then we're selling membership cards. So we're leaving it up to the business owner to decide what type of discount they want to give. So it could be 15%, 20%. It's really up to them. And then when we sell the membership cards, 10% gets donated to a non-for-profit to support their cause. So that creates a revenue stream for them. Mm-hmm. So we actually have that right now going on.
Have you ever also looked into doing it through Amazon as well?
I haven't, but hey.
No, let me tell you, because I actually, it's called Women Smiles, and it's a nonprofit organization. Actually, what she does, she's also in St. Pete, but I met her through a networking thing. But anyways, she provides paying bills and things like that for cancer patients. Because, you know, people don't, they think, oh, your hospital bill is paid and all of that, but what about your monthly expenses? Like, you can't work when you're going through chemo and whatever's going on. So basically, that's what she started. And so they help with electric bills and whatever you may need when you're going through a situation like that. But what she did was she partnered with Amazon, because Amazon has this program for nonprofits. And every single time a person purchases, like I chose her charity. So every single time I spend money, a portion of that money goes to her charity.
That's
so
awesome.
Look into that for all your people.
I didn't know if you knew that or not. We're set up like that with Bread of Refuge.
Okay.
And we're also set up like that with a couple of other ministries.
Yeah, I'm actually an LLC company. I'm not a non-profit or not-for-profit organization.
Well, I'm saying for all your people
absolutely.
That you work with, you could direct people to, let's, sign up for this for your Amazon account or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, I buy a lot of stuff
on
Amazon. So.
Yeah. I also want to thank, like Pioneer Florida of Museum the Village. They're actually supporting us. We also have real estate agent. We have Clearwater Historical Society. They're supporting us. So if you're a member, you can go over there and get a discount at their gift shop.
They're awesome
so
ladies. They actually been on the show.
Yeah. We have Bayside Moving Company. They're giving 15% to our members. We have All American Framing. It's owned by a veteran. He has actually was in the Iraq War. He started his business. He's giving about 20% off of all of his framework that he's doing. I even have bands called The Doors of Perception. If you want to book them, get a discount. Nice. If you provide a discount card. And the list goes on. I have the Cleaning and Handy Express. Shout out to them. Slater Shades. They actually do they sell antiques. They're right located in Hercules Avenue in Clearwater. Thank you. They give 15% to our members as well. And, you know, we're always looking to partner with local businesses. We always give a shout out to those businesses that are helping us. And this is a great opportunity to get the word out. Also, another thing, Eli Miguel, from photographer, he's in St. Pete. Shout out to him as well for supporting us, and so on. So if you're a business owner and you want to give back, contact us, our community first. All we're asking is to provide a discount. It's free. It's free to you, not charging you a penny. All we're asking is for a discount so that we can sell those membership cards to support local not-for-profits like Open Arms for Christ Ministry, Inc. They're doing a wonderful things for the seniors. It's an unheard-of service. When they told me about it, I was like, we got to get you on the radio, you know? And there's so many things else they're doing. In the future, we'll talk about that as well. But I'm excited that they're here. And Tammy, I want to thank you as well because you've been so supportive of our community first and so supportive of these not-for-profits that are doing an impact in our community. We need more people like you. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I think we should put something together. I was telling you, now we need plenty of time to promote it, but we should put something together for a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
We could do a dinner. We could do, there's so many things, a golf tournament. We could do a lot of things. So like I said, there's a lot of people in our communities that are willing to help. Sometimes they just don't know how to or where the money is needed. So once they do know, they're there. So that's what we're here for, is to help them learn.
And thank you for allowing us to have this platform to allow not-for-profits such as Open Arms for Christ Ministry Incorporated to share what they're doing in the community and other not-for-profits coming in the future and in the past. Thank you for that.
Oh, for sure. I believe in it with my whole heart. I think that's the key to our society. Instead of being selfish, you need to, sometimes it's just a matter of giving of yourself some time. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't always have to cost money. I mean, if you don't have money, there's something that you can give, though. And you know what? It makes you feel really good. It makes you feel really good about yourself. It makes you have a great day.
It does.
So I think that's awesome, which brings us let me talk to you, Mr. Ed. He and his wife, Jill, are awesome, which actually, it's amazing, because Jill was a nurse as well.
Oh.
Yes, and she actually battled through the whole entire COVID situation. So she was out there on the front lines, and we really appreciate her, and we appreciate you because he's a Coast Guard as well. And you know what? They said they decided they didn't want to do anything besides run this wonderful restaurant.
that's true.
So tell us a little bit about JJ's.
So JJ's Market and Deli is located up 10535 Gandy Boulevard. It's right across the street from the Derby Lane, the dog track. And it's a great little local deli a lot of people don't know about. But it's been there for about 12 years. My wife and I purchased it back in September. So we're still pretty new. We've had about 7.5 months now. But it's a great place. We have a lot of great sandwiches. But we also have a great market, too. A lot of people don't realize is you can get some groceries there. I mean, you know, you can get basics if you need it.
Well, you have some cool stuff, I think, though.
We do have
some
stuff you're not going to find at, like, Publix or Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, you have a lot of choices of honey, which I love.
Yeah, a lot of local stuff.
No lie, it is the best honey I've ever had in my entire life. I bought, like, 3 different kinds. This one was a palmetto something honey. It is the best honey I've ever had. It's really, really good.
Yeah, we try to get all that stuff locally to local.
And you guys have some of the specialty, like, hot sauces, if you're looking for something like that.
Some of that stuff will light you up.
Some homemade pasta sauces, and also apple butter. Oh my gosh.
And we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so you guys have a lot of specialty stuff. Plus, I think it's perfect because you're right there on Gandy. So if anybody wants to go by the water and just sit down and have a picnic one afternoon, stop by the deli, get yourself a little picnic lunch. You can get all your drinks, all your desserts, everything right there. Go over, everything's prepared, and have a nice little beautiful sunset
right.
evening.
Exactly.
Or, yes, I think it's perfect.
What time do you open and close?
Monday through Friday, we're open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So what you're saying is when we finish this, we could go over there?
You're going to have to hustle because it took me about almost 45 minutes to get here.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, it's a great little spot. It's, like I said, it's a good location, mm-hmm. a lot of traffic going by. And, you know, we haven't changed the menu from the previous owner. We've added a few things here and there, but it's mostly, you know, people liked it. And so mm-hmm. we just kept it as it was. We just put our touch on, like, redecorating the inside. And make it a little more comfortable and a little more homey where people actually want to come in, you know, and they can hang out for a little while. A lot mm-hmm. of people bring their laptops in. We get a lot of nursing students come in there and they'll just right. relax on the couch and sit there for a couple hours getting oh. caught up on their,
it's
you know,
really,
they'll drink coffee, have
inviting.
Lunch. Yeah, yeah, we're not going to kick anybody
no,
out.
No, they have a whole little couch section that's, and it's got all this windows, but uh-huh. it's got a super high ceiling, right? So it's like a, I don't know. I love it. It's like
yeah,
a fusion
like industrial.
Style.
Yeah,
it's like industrial, but also farm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
love
I don't
it.
Know. I just love it. Like,
well,
you can
you.
See all of the hardware and the ceiling and everything, yeah. but I like that. And then you've
oh,
got
so
these great tables.
I hope so.
Oh, yes. And you can look right out the window. The water is, like, right across
oh.
the street.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, what you guys are doing is amazing, and we'll listen to what you guys do is just
oh,
something
you.
Else. You know,
yeah.
it's... You know, the world needs more people like you guys. For sure.
I'm surprised that there's no other organization that does this.
You know, I don't know why, but the seniors get left behind a lot.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people, they think about the kids, and they think about, you know, the animals, and they think mm-hmm. about all these things. But nobody, I'm not nobody, but a lot of people just forget, like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. you know what? We're all going to be a senior one day.
Right.
Oh,
hopefully.
The best compliment I ever got in my entire life was one of my residents. I loved her. But she told me, I hope if you ever have to be in a place like this, that someone just like you takes care of you. And she melted me when she said that.
Oh.
But, you know, because I knew them. I got to know them. Like, people, the seniors, they've lived longer than us. They're smarter than us. They've been through things that
yes.
we have yet to see or happen in our lives. And if we could just listen instead
yeah.
of
I
having to be stubborn.
A lot of them don't complain about anything.
Oh,
they'll just keep
yeah.
it to themselves.
You know,
fine.
And even the
I'm
people
fine.
That do, like, we sometimes people don't take the time to think about, I mean, why somebody's cranky or snappy at you. Maybe because they're in continuous pain. And when you feel that way, you know, you're going to be snappy. I know
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hurting or if you're sad or, you know, there's a lot of things that why people act the way they do. You can't just judge them because they were snappy or because they acted this or that way. And sometimes
yeah.
people have that hard shell because they've been forgotten about. And they don't want to get close to someone. So it takes a little bit of work.
Yeah, that's some of the part, too, that I enjoy about our organization. When we go in and we talk with them, they have a wealth of knowledge. Like, we had one client who, like, he used to be in the military, but he worked on, you know, mechanical things for the government. And, like, he just talked and talked. And once he found out, by the way, my husband is a veteran as well.
No, thank you for your service.
Once he found out that my husband was Army, and I think he was Marines, and boy, they were just going back and forth. And I'm just looking at them like, excuse me, don't we have work to do? But yeah, sometimes it's just good to sit down and talk to them or let them talk. You know, some of them are just lonely. We had mm-hmm. one lady, she would call us probably every other week. We called her Lucille Ball because she looked like Lucy. She had, you could see the fading red hair, but she did look like Lucille Ball. And she would just call us over to talk. It would be something simple. She wanted him to take the trash out for her.
Oh, okay.
But she wanted to conversate. You know what
to.
I mean?
Sure.
So I would go with him to conversate with her. And he would go and do with all the little things that she wanted him to do. But I felt bad every time we left.
Right.
Because to look at her in our rearview mirror, to see the look on her face as we were leaving, you know what I mean? As though she didn't have company. So I started calling her, you know, maybe once every other day just to say, hey, Miss Lucy, what you doing? And she would just be laughing and so tickled. But yeah, most of the time they just want company and they do need the help with the work, you know.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
I was going to say, a great majority of the elderly are women living by themselves.
That's
matter of fact, we have two clients this week, one call us over, say my refrigerator is leaking. When they call us over, say my refrigerator is leaking. So we went over, and she didn't know how to turn the ice maker off. The ice maker was just getting full, leaking. And I imagine how much somebody would have charged her.
Hundreds of dollars, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And not thought twice about it. You know, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And she was kind of embarrassed. She said, well, all I had to do was turn it off.
But now you know.
No, it's true. You know. There was this lady, which actually she was very blessed. She had a lot of money. She lived down in Tierra Verde when I first moved here. Mm. But my husband at the time, he was a plumber. So his company sent him and like several of the guys down to go. She had 12 bathrooms, but she was having all of the fixtures replaced and stuff. There wasn't a single thing wrong. You know what it was? She was lonely. And she so she would hire workers to come and fix, like, whatever. She invited after she met, because he was a very sweet person, and he would sit and talk with her and stuff. So she would invite my kids over for the weekend. She's like, you guys can just stay. Yeah. But she was just lonely. So lonely. And, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that just need someone to say hello.
Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, being here in Florida, the adult children almost like dropped them off to Disney World and left them.
Oh, gosh. You know? I won't even get started on that. Yeah. Like I said, I was the director of nursing in a senior care facility, so I'm not exaggerating at all. Probably 85% did not get visits. And some of the people that dropped them off lived 2 miles away.
We experienced it. Tell the story.
So that was my little people, though. We used to do all kind of stuff. We used to.
Her son.
Oh, he's talking about the one she's passed on, so that's why I don't have a problem saying her name. But we called her Lucille Ball, and her son literally lived two houses down. Yes. And he did not want to come and see her. And the first thing she said to me one day, she was mad with him. She said, I'm changing my will, and he's going to know it when I die.
That's all he wanted. He's waiting
That's
for
all
he's
sure, waiting of course. To die.
That's and, terrible.
Well, you just hope, you know, his kids see that. You know, they're going to treat him the same when
well,
he gets older.
Well, you know, karma. That's
no,
the
I'm
going to
tell you karma. Karma is he died before she did. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Unexpectedly.
See, unexpectedly, what they did was, and this was, it made me mad, but we went over, because like I said, we would call frequently, so it was like 2 days in a row I didn't get in touch with her. Like I didn't hear, like I called, phone kept ringing, and so me and my husband's like, okay, we're going over to go check on her. So we show up, the son is there, so we're like, okay, well, where's your mom, like where's your mom? And he wouldn't tell us anything, but his wife came out, and she said, well, we put her in a nursing home. So we were like, okay, well, which nursing home? Because we wanted to go see her. And the son was like, he didn't want us to see her. So we were like, okay. So we were just, you know, like we were waiting to see what was going on. The next call we got was from the daughter-in-law, the wife, the one I spoke to. She told me her husband passed away. So we gave our condolences, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then she called me back a couple of days later and says that the mother, his mom, wasn't doing so well at the nursing home. So we were like, well, can we go visit her? She was like, well, I don't think that would be best. Okay, no problem. A month or two after, we get another call from the daughter-in-law. She passed away. The Miss Lucille. She passed away. And so I was like, okay. About 5 months after that, we get another phone call. It's because the lawyer, she didn't leave anything to the son. She didn't leave anything to the daughter-in-law or the grandkids.
Oh,
but
wow.
She blessed the ministry.
That helped her.
No kidding. Good for that.
So. Thank goodness she was able to change that, is all I can say.
She did what she said.
That's why we didn't want you to have any communication with her.
Well, one of our policies and our bylaws, which are something that God instituted, that once we go on site, we don't take no donation from them.
Right.
We don't take no money from them. We don't take anything from them. We give them a flyer, brochure, that if they want to give, they can give for the back of the brochure. So we want to have a good rapport with them and not be mentioned that possibly stuff was taken of something that went wrong.
Right.
And we go over with two people all the time. We never go by ourselves. Again, God instituted that.
That is a good plan. Yes. Well, so how can someone get in touch with you if they would like to volunteer, maybe give a donation or find out more information?
You can go to www.oafcm.com. Or you can call us 352-212-0611 and you can leave a message. I promise we'll get back to you within 24 hours. There's no question about that.
And it's Open Arms. I'm trying to read your shirt. For Christ Ministries. So Open Arms for Christ Ministries.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Could somebody call you if they have a neighbor or something that has?
Yes. Matter of fact, a lot of the calls that we've gotten is because other senior ladies are concerned about their senior lady friends or senior fellas about their seat. Yeah, this week.
Uh-huh. One thing I was going to say as well. When we first started, I went to two different churches because, you know, churches don't take care of their own. But the churches won't take care of Mr. Bob and they're right across the street. You know, from regardless who you are, what color you are, what your denomination are, we go and help anybody that needs help. So it's no barriers whatsoever. And 90%, but all of our funds goes to the seniors. There's no red tape. I don't have to ask anybody for anything. So all of our funds that donate to us, 100% goes in there.
That's awesome. So I like charities like that. I always look for, honestly, because believe it, some of the really big ones that everybody knows their name, very few dollars, I mean, of a dollar that you donate, I won't name any names, but one particular huge one, 11 cents is all that goes to the actual charity per dollar that you donate. That just doesn't seem right to me.
That's not right at all.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly who you're talking about. No.
It's that's
but
just,
we ain't no snitches over here.
Right.
Wink, wink.
But you know, so I always look for local. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how big or small you are, but people that are actually that you care. It's not just about a money making, you know, situation.
Right. And hopefully, prayerfully in the future, our goal is to expand, perhaps have. Like I said, we're a 501c3 to have something over here that does the same thing up under our nonprofit status.
Sure.
Maybe in St. Pete.
Sure.
Because like I mentioned earlier, there's seniors everywhere that needs help.
Everywhere. Yes, I think that's awesome. And just spread the love. Like I said, it doesn't even have to be something serious. It could just be a matter of visiting or taking over lunch for somebody or something like that or helping them clean up. That's what a lot of things that, you know, I think seniors need help with, just everybody. Wouldn't it be wonderful for Mother's Day to go to some of the grandmas and just say, hey, we just brought a team of people over to clean your house for you on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
I agree.
So I will volunteer for stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you need somebody, I'm going to give you my card.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit more about JJ's. And one question I have, do you guys do catering?
We do. We do catering, absolutely.
I was going to say, you bring these beautiful platters to us. It would be perfect for something catered.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of catering.
Awesome.
It's more, we could do quite a bit. You know, we're kind of limited on what we can do, obviously, because of our kitchen. And our staff, because it's hard to find people to work.
Oh,
you know, so they'll come in, or if we're lucky if they even show up some days, you know, the new people.
But
because we do caterings, and we've done a lot of local, because where we're located, we have a lot of bigger companies like Raymond James and J-Bowl and stuff like that. But we've done ones in downtown St. Pete. I did one. I dropped one off the other day. Was it Beta Bay Drive in Tampa? West Beta Bay, something like that.
Beta Bay.
So I drove one all the way out there.
That's right. Okay, I know. Yes. I have to go pick up books right near there. It's tomorrow.
So it's nice. I wonder how they found out about us, you know, because that's a hike. You know, I figure there's probably 100 different places between us and them.
You know what? If you're willing, though, to drive, that place is exploding. I remember, because my boyfriend actually is from South Tampa, and we've been together almost 11 years. When I first met him, it was needed a lot of work. They have built new homes. They have got low-income housing in there. They've got all sorts of parks and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That whole entire place looks like a whole different world. I'm like, wow. But there's tons of businesses popping up over there all over the place in South Tampa.
Yes,
so if you drive over there.
Yeah, we've been all over. So,
good to know.
We'll do any kind of catering you want.
Very cool. Yes, I think it's good for, I think, maybe doctor's offices, like a lot of times on Fridays.
Insurance companies, a lot of sandwiches, and most people just want basic stuff. You know, we'll get that one-off one time. We'll be like, hey, can you make us a chicken piccata? Hold on, let me Google it real quick. Sure, why not?
Well, that's awesome. Very awesome. Well, if you guys can tell me a story, tell us about Jill. How is Jill today? Are we going to call her today?
I don't know. We can give it a try. I'm not sure if she's listening or not.
Hi, Jill, if you are. I love her. Oh, my gosh. The first time that I ever met her, because clearly you can tell I'm a talker, but Jill and I were talking for, I don't know, an hour and a half, maybe.
You guys got a lot in common.
So she has such a good heart, though. That's from coming. She's like the epitome of what a nurse should be. You know, there's a lot of people that are in the field that shouldn't be because they just do it for the paycheck.
Yeah, especially
with the seniors, like I witnessed it. There's tons of people that you have to have a calling for it. You have to have patience for it. And you have to remember that you're going to be that senior one day. You really are. And people don't remember that.
She loved doing the hospice nursing, the home hospice, home health care. Like I said, when we started, you know, when we lived in Oregon, she was working in Portland and did a lot of, right in the middle of COVID. So it was rough. But she,
I can't even imagine actually working through that. I really can't.
Pictures that you see in Portland, that's all true. Right. That's not made up. Right. Wow. It's pretty bad out there.
There was horror stories that nobody was listening to except for the wrong ones that the news was talking about. But, I mean, just in our communities with the seniors, too, like I said, think about this. 100 years ago, did we have such a thing as an assisted living facility or a nursing home? No. You know why we didn't? Because families took care of their family.
Yes.
Now, nobody wants bothered with their moms, their dads, their grandfathers, grandparents, even sick children. I mean, if you walk into that ward where there's like really sick children down at Children's, there's kids in there that don't even get a visitor from their parents. Like, they just leave them there. I've seen it all. But, I mean, so there's always a need, and you know, everywhere. But the seniors, everybody thinks, oh, we'll get Medicare, or you get that. That does not cover your bills.
No.
If you own a home and you have to pay your taxes on your home for the year, that check is not covering that. And it is a shame that people will lose their house because somebody will come along and say, oh, I'm going to pay this, you know, maybe $7,000 or $8,000 in back taxes. Then they don't have a house anymore.
Right. While their kids are living high on the hog.
Matter of fact, her name was Wilson as well. And the lady I mentioned earlier that couldn't stay in her house was paid for. She had to move out.
Yeah.
She had to move out of her house because all the funds were going to the medication and the prescription drugs. So she moved out and had to move in with her daughter. And her house was paid for.
That's a shame.
That is a shame.
I mean, last week, actually, Angel had brought two pastors with him that also have a nonprofit. And it's just, I don't know, there's such a need out there. There's so many families even today. Because of COVID and because of everything that has happened since then, we have a lot more people that have two jobs and they cannot afford a place to live. Because once you get behind, and think about a senior getting kicked out of the place they live, how would they possibly come up with $5,000 to get into a new place? Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Younger ones, too, that, like, I work at Bread of Refuge Ministries, and we feed the community Monday through Friday. Boxes of food blessings from 10:30 to 12:30, and we feed the homeless, aka the homies. I don't like that word, homeless. And we feed them Monday through Sunday. But we have seen such an increase.
Yes.
You know, I saw a statistic that says that our increase before this year is even good in, 67% of the seniors have gone up to be homeless.
We have
people over 70 coming to our food bank to get a hot meal in the back with the homies because they live in their car or they can't afford to go eat anywhere else or even buy food.
Well, have you noticed just like, I mean, I don't know. I'm everywhere. Like, I go, I'm from one end of this county to another county, yeah, like all day. So I cover a lot of ground, first of all, where I see a ton of more homeless people than there ever used to be. Second of all, if you go into any grocery store these days, or anywhere really,
right,
you see a lot of seniors working. Why? Because they cannot afford to live anymore. And thank goodness to those places that actually will give them a job, because yes, most of the time they're very prejudiced against hiring older, someone of a certain mm-hmm. age.
Yes, yes. I give a shout out to Publix because I love Publix.
I was just
Publix.
Thinking it was the first the yeah. place I thought of.
Yeah,
said that.
Publix is, I'm shout out to Publix. Publix.
That is very true, because they also hire a lot of people with disabilities.
Yes.
They hire a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. They actually give people a chance to
absolutely.
Have a job.
A lot of younger people too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You could be like
yes.
16 years old and work at Publix. Mm-hmm. My,
yes.
my son was working at Publix at 17.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
then if they stay long enough, they'll, you know, help them with college, pay for yep. school. Mm-hmm. Like, kudos to Publix.
That's a good,
that
a
is
company,
true. You know, unfortunately, there's not more companies like that. There should be, with as many huge big box stores that we have.
Right.
They should.
I've noticed a lot in Home Depot too. I think they
Home Depot is pretty good.
Well. Lowe's is same.
Lowe's,
a lot of vets,
yep.
a lot of older people.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're in a state where, you know, a vast majority of the population is
these days
older.
That's the only people that want to have a job.
Right.
I don't know where everybody
right.
else is or how they're living.
They're not building their own apps and websites and stuff anymore.
I really don't know how people are paying their rent, because nobody seems to want to work.
They're all working
Everyone,
from home doing
yeah.
IT, web development, whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know.
And so we'll keep pushing and doing the best we can to help seniors.
One person at
That's
a time.
Awesome.
Person at
That's
a time.
Awesome.
How many people do you have working for you? Volunteers?
Right now.
Right
here.
Now, myself and Mr. Ken, mm-hmm. My wife, we just trying to rebuild our volunteer base because we just moved here.
Because we just moved here.
But this coming, this coming Saturday, we put together about 10 guys. We're going over to Mr. Red's house, the one that the veteran that
with
needs
the wheelchair.
Help.
Okay.
Wheelchair. So we got 10 guys together. We're going to go over. He need a lot of help, a lot of help. So we're going to go over and just be a blessing to him. By the same token, his wife, she had a stroke, and she's paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, my gosh.
So she can't move either. They'll both have a hard time just trying to do anything around their home. So we compiled a list of stuff to do for him. And right now we just trying to build our volunteer base.
Wow, that's impressive.
All right, so we done? You want us to go?
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, wait.
Did you put
uncover your cupcake, Crystal, so everyone can see this
cupcake.
Delicious.
Okay, I kind of poked it
Look
on the side.
Look at it.
But, okay,
it's
that's
so
okay.
huge.
JJ's, right?
JJ's.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of our new cupcakes we get from Junior's Cheesecake Company.
What's the address where you're at?
It's 10535 Gandy Boulevard North in St. Petersburg.
Across from the...
Across from Derby Lane, yes, sir.
And then where are you guys located?
We are in Brandon, Valrico area.
And what do you do?
We help the seniors who are independently living that have their own home that's on a fixed income. They can't do certain things in their house and they need help. So we partner with other organizations.
I need your phone number.
We got you. You want
yeah,
me to tell
somebody.
You now? 352?
Yeah, say it now.
212-0611.
You have a card.
And we'll pass
yeah.
your card over.
Yeah, because that's really good what you do. And I'm at that point where I'm having trouble walking. And my son, he was just telling me how tired I look. And I noticed I've been sleeping a lot more. Mm-hmm. And is that from all being old? Because I thought you slept less when you were older.
Apart from staying up late.
Right.
Yeah.
You
but anyhow.
Up late.
Going to bed at 4 in the afternoon.
Right?
Probably that's what it is too. I gotta eat better.
You gotta eat right.
I'll stay with my cupcake. Yeah.
Hey, JJ, this is eggs and everything.
But
I
yeah,
right
so that's really
right.
good.
It's
what
like
you do is really a needed service, right? You can't forget the elderly. You know, I always hold the door, and I notice people hold the door for me, but you gotta respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely, I
right.
agree.
Respect the elder, right?
I respect everybody.
But I get
and
that.
And I think a lot of us. Right. We're losing that. This younger age is just different. It's just a whole
right.
different.
Because if mm-hmm. the reason that it's, your very life depends on respecting someone.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you're angry at someone, what can't you do? You can't help them, right? So even if you see someone has a shortcoming, or a personality flaw, and hurt people hurt people.
That's true.
And you see that they're at that point where their misery wants company. How can you be of help to someone if you're angry at them?
You can't.
Right. So what you do is you ask God to save you from being angry. That's the deal. And how can I be of help to this person? Because in the spiritual world, it's always going to be the opposite of the material world.
Correct. Well, if we remember that we're doing this as unto the Lord, that'll always keep you humble.
Right.
I don't look at the person. I'm saying that whatever I'm doing this as unto the Lord. So it doesn't matter what you say to me, how you act with me. I'm still working as unto the Lord. And God is going to get the glory for whatever I do.
Right.
And if we can keep that in context and keep that first.
You'll never get angry.
Like in our business, no matter what we do. I remember one day.
Because some elderly people can be ornery.
Oh, some. Matter of fact, we had this one guy. We went over to his home. He wants some work done inside of his house. And he was demanding to pay us. Part of our policy and our bylaws, we don't take any funds or any type of money, Terry, for nothing, because our services are free. And he said, well, you can't do any work here unless I pay you.
Well, and I understand that, too, to be honest with you.
I understand it, too.
I really do.
Right.
To be honest with you, when I was raised, yeah, you don't take handouts. To be honest with you, I don't mean to.
No, I understand.
You know, especially as men.
And we got that. But you already know.
Then let them say, why can't you just say, want to make a donation to to the cause? Why don't you just say that?
But if you've seen the brochure we had before, on the top it say free. So if you had a problem with that first word, why you
call us? Yeah, but why not just say, hey, here's the brochure. If you want to make a donation to that, that's fine.
That's true.
That would have solved it.
We always give out brochures.
Are you showing it? I try to show
it. Look at this cupcake. It looks just like a Hostess, but still better.
That does look good, though. I'll be honest with you.
I
stole this one and I hid it.
That is a cupcake.
Oh, yes.
I'll eat it just for you.
Check and
see if
there's
cream in the
milk.
I'm so curious
because
it looks like a Hostess cake.
JJ's. Okay, JJ's. So we got this lady here. Anybody need a website done? Website? Mm-hmm. Website? She's a website expert. Okay.
Is something in the middle?
Oh, look.
Oh, my God. Yes.
All right, let me get a little piece of that.
Say it nicely.
Nah, please.
Okay.
Because there's people around. I'm not kidding.
Why he's trying to be good.
Are you actually nice when other people are around? You shouldn't be that way, of course.
I'm nice whether I'm not around people or
I know that.
Oh,
I knew you were. And that's a good thing to say, and it's true.
No, it's the truth.
I know, but me, I'm a little nicer when I'm in public. I'll be honest
with you. This really tastes just like a Hostess, but like 10 times better. Like that cream
you
is
take
just
a piece?
Like
that stuff,
really,
isn't it?
It really is. So moist.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. She's going to do a commercial.
Hostess is going out of business.
That's right.
JJ.
It ain't no Hostess
cupcake.
Okay, because let's get the web lady on, if you don't mind.
All right, and thank y'all.
And guess what her name is, Hope.
Hope, I love it.
And then in closing, what would you guys like to say?
That whatever you do, make sure you do it as unto the Lord, and then you don't have to worry about getting into your feelings. You're doing it for God.
How about this? Give and ask. No reward.
Okay.
And then how about this? Love.
Yes.
With no price tag.
I got that. I like that.
We talked about it last night. About
we did. Yeah. Sure did. So that's just confirmation.
Yes. Okay. Terry on.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And, you guys, if you want something special for Mom on Mother's Day, go to JJ's. You can bring desserts home, dinner home, get a picnic. Great place to go.
And you can meet Jill, too.
Absolutely.
Because I know Jill is the smart one.
Definitely.
After hearing you on the radio.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I got fun little idiot.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'm a fluffy girl. I got to get way around
y'all. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. So, you guys are the tech people. Here, put that on, Terrion. You're the tech people. Right? Like, tell us why we should have a... Like, why do you think we should have a website? Like, what's the purpose of a website? You can say something, too. I think we have a better show when he participates, too. I forget his name. What's your first name again? Matthew?
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt, right. I'm sorry, Matt. But you really... When I listened to the show that you did with Tammy and last week.
All right.
I could say I think that was our best show ever.
And I appreciate it. We try to make you guys sound as good as humanly possible. That's what we do here.
But you, I'm saying, really are good.
Thank you, sir. I've been doing this radio thing for almost 15 years now.
Well, that's very good, and you can tell, because you do it with joy in your heart.
The way I look at it, and I say this all the time, and I've said this on other shows here on our network, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, and I've never worked a day in my life working in radio.
That's a great attitude.
That's a great attitude.
So what I'd like you to do is ask questions to Hope about why someone should have a website.
Why should someone have a website? Give me three beneficial reasons of having a website.
That's a great question. Great question. So, yeah, and anymore, a lot of people say, well, I have a Facebook account. Why do I need, or I have Instagram. Why do I need a website? So there's about three main reasons. One is for credibility. Two is, as we all know, I think everybody's been in Facebook jail. Facebook, Twitter, they can all just turn off your account for no reason at any time. And if that's your only online presence, you can be shut down immediately, right? So a website is something that you own, so you can put what you want to on there. You can put your products on there. You can sell things on there. You can blog on there. It gives you much more of an online presence. It allows you to do a lot more marketing, and it's yours. So, you know, okay. I think that's number one. When people come to us and they say, I'm opening a business, what do you need? Website's number one.
Right, website would be number one.
Yeah, and then
wow.
Yeah, website. You should always start with the website, even if it's
so
one,
all
two,
these
or
different
three
businesses out here, and I know it's even a website called Wix, where I can go and create my own website. So, why should I inquire, or why should I want to start with you?
Yeah. Here's what I tell people. We get this all the time. Well, you know, so easy to do it yourself. Well, that's true. But you know, if you think about a website. People don't go in business. They don't come to us because they need a website. They come to us because they need more customers or they need more sales. So you're right. Anybody can throw up a website, but it's what do you do with the website? Is it optimized for Google so people can find you? Does it have call to actions where when people land on it, you know, you have a scheduling a button there or a call me now button, things like that. So it's not. It's kind of like Probably anybody can change their brakes and change their oil. A lot of people can even build a house. Why do you go to professionals? Because they know how to do it right, and they know how to, you know, really do a good job. And then many business owners just don't have the time or the technical skills. So.
Wow. I mean, really, I wish I had that on video for you, for my thing of why someone should do a website. It was almost like a video answer.
Ah, well,
I mean,
thank
like,
you.
Like, yeah. Like an actress.
Ah, well, thank you.
What other questions you have?
Other questions I have. I want to start my own website. Honestly, I want to get into selling and purchasing. I know buying goods and selling goods. I just want to get into that.
Yeah. So for those, you know, there's a couple approaches. Shopify is a great. It's a little expensive if you're going to do a lot of products. We also do e-commerce sites, but Shopify. If you want to start, Shopify is a great place to start. Because it's very optimized for allowing you to, you know, do yourself, and we even set up the shops and then teach you how to do it easily. So it's a good way to get in cheaply.
Just real quick, I want to tell people to go to Mainland Golf. We did it earlier in the show, but Mainland Golf is where you take your to go for Mother's Day. Mainland Golf in Pinellas Park, and then don't forget the Brazilian Steakhouse. They have all you can eat. You know, they serve the food table side. Wow. If I set up a date to go there, would you come with us if we put a party together?
Absolutely, absolutely.
See that? Yeah. I like that as an answer when you have absolutely versus
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, table
which
side.
Is better, yes or absolutely?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyhow, Brazilian Steakhouse, Mainland Golf, Tree Ninja, and then Hope.
There's always hope.
When you're at the end of your rope... There's always hope. And what would you like to say in closing?
There's always hope.
No, say when you're at the end of your rope.
When you're at the end of the rope, there's always hope.
That's it. And don't be a dope. Okay, that's it.